Two panels of experts for the Food and Drug Administration meet today to discuss whether the morning-after pill to prevent pregnancy should be sold over-the-counter. Currently, the medication is available only by prescription, NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
The advisory panels will hear from doctors, policy groups, and the public who will debate whether emergency contraception should be sold without prescription in pharmacies and grocery stores. The medication is called Plan B for obvious reasons, says Gloria Felt, who is president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. It's for when Plan A is forgotten or fails.
If the condom breaks, if you forget to use your contraceptive method or it didn't work right and you're worried, if in the tragedy of sexual assault you're frantic about the possibility of a pregnancy, Plan B is very important. Emergency contraception. Women should have access to it.
And quickly, says Felt, one study showed the medication 99% effective if taken within 12 hours after intercourse and 96% effective if taken within 72 hours. Waiting for a doctor's prescription or getting to a health clinic could take up critical time. That's why women need access 24/7, says Felt.
For a woman to be able to go into a pharmacy and get emergency contraception off the shelf is the ideal.
Plan B is a standard birth control medication, only in a higher dose. Dr. Paul Blumenthal is an OBGYN at Johns Hopkins University. He says it works by impairing the migration of sperm.
It makes it very difficult for the sperm to swim, so they can't get to the ovum on time. And you have a limited window in which the ovum is there waiting for the sperm. So if the sperm can't get there on time because they've been delayed by the effect of the hormone in emergency contraception, then fertilization will not occur.
Plan B would likely be marketed to those who would use it most, young, sexually active women who may not have health insurance or easy access to a doctor. Blumenthal.
If you're serious about reducing abortion, then you've got to be serious about giving emergency contraception the widest available access.
Blumenthal points to a study which showed access to emergency contraception was a major reason for the decline in abortions in this country over the past 2 years. With even easier access, he says abortion will likely decline even more. But some anti-abortion groups are opposed to Plan B. The issue is when life begins. Wendy Wright directs the public policy group Concerned Women for America. She says inhibiting an egg from implanting in the uterus aborts a beginning life.
In order to implant, something must exist, and what does exist is a newly formed human life, has 46 chromosomes, has all the DNA that determines that this is a human being, and that was created at the moment of fertilization.
And Wright argues Plan B targets young women who may not be models of judicious behavior.
We are in the midst of an epidemic in the United States right now with sexually transmitted diseases, and we should not be promoting a message of be promiscuous, just make sure you don't get pregnant.
These are the kinds of debates the FDA panels will hear today. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.